Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Losers, in other words.
Well...
Next week, Dan Soder's in the studio. We haven't met Dan yet. He's at the Funny Bone, too. You guys know Dan. You said you know Dan pretty well.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him because we also love Billions, and he's on that show. And I didn't know he was a stand-up till recently, so I'm anxious to meet Dan. He'll be in the studio. Pete Lee and Steve Gillespie are in the studio right now. Also, Jamie. Jamie's Pete Lee's girlfriend. But Pete's at the Funny Bone. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Pete unavailable this weekend, ladies. His girlfriend's in town.
Yeah, yeah. I will not smash.
Well, you'll smash.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not you.
I'm going to smash. Yeah. Nipple tweaking.
Do your parents like Pete?
They love
him. First of all, divorced comedian. Doesn't matter how nice he is, because he is a nice guy. And, you know, he's clean cut, all American looking, except when he's puking in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But still, divorced comedian. Do they like that?
Well, I mean, when I said comedian, they were like, you know, they were a little skeptical.
But yeah, but as they should be.
But national TV makes it ease the pain a little bit, right?
I think it was more meeting him in person and seeing just how nice he is.
Now, when you met your wife's parents, same with, you know, when I met my wife's mom.
Oh, they weren't into that at all.
Loudmouth radio guy.
Yeah, they were not into that at all. But I was nice in person, you know.
Yeah, when I met her mom, I wanted to show her mom that, you know, like I was serious. So I grabbed her mom's ass a little bit, you know.
That is serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just to see what it's going to feel like later. You mean?
Yeah, okay. I wanted her to feel it. I wanted her to really feel my heat. Yeah.
You guys are such hypocrites.
Do they still live in Alabama?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they old school conservative? No, doesn't sound like it raising you. They don't sound like they were conservative. No. Were they? Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Because they're into that education stuff, right?
Yeah.
You went and got an education, so it can't be too conservative.
Her mom sounds a lot like her, but her stepdad, he sounds like Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
Really?
I swear
Hardcore?
To you. Yeah, like the first
he's
time.
He's from Indiana originally.
Really? Well, Southern Indiana is pretty neck territory,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
The first time that she had him on speakerphone, and then the dog ran out in the yard, and he goes, Get on, ding dong. And then he got back on the phone.
Ding dong, get.
Ding dong, get. Ding dong. And I was like, and she puts the phone on mute. She goes, that's real. That's real. And get ready for it.
Yeah. And you were able to translate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So when are you getting married?
I don't know. Ooh. Colleen can marry us this weekend.
No, she said she's retired after TJ Miller's wedding.
Okay.
She's retired doing weddings. All right.
No,
I'm not forcing that on you. You're already in love. And you live together, right?
Yeah, we live together. Uh-huh. We've shacked up. Shacking up.
Sinners.
Yeah, sinners.
Sinners.
Yeah.
Sinners.
I'm totally gonna marry her. Like
it's gonna happen, right?
Yeah. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
No pressure time wise, but it'll happen.
All right. She's looking at you. She don't wanna be here.
No pressure, but he could use better health insurance soon.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a tweet this week that I was like, I was thinking about it really hard. I was like, I think I would join a cult if they had good health insurance.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Pete and Steve this weekend. Craig, you got something we can talk about? That's how Craig is all the time.
I
love when new people see Craig. Because
I really do.
He
I
does
really
just
really
look surly.
It.
He's a he comes off like a surly some bitch.
We're not.
He's actually not.
He just no hurry.
Not,
never in a hurry.
Never hurry. Never
just,
hurry.
I'll get to it when I get to it.
This
I
is
love it.
One of my favorite things about this show and Craig in general is that you guys will allow a pregnant pause.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's called conversation.
Yes.
Right.
It's intriguing. It makes people lean in. Yeah. And no other radio station will allow that.
They won't allow that. And it's just a conversation.
Yeah. That's not how real life goes.
No.
It's not a constant, you know, good rhythm pattern. You got a good pattern
whack,
going.
Whack, whack, whack,
whack. Yeah. Once in a while, you got to take a breath.
Especially Craig. He's been working his ass off for the past couple of hours.
Yeah, that is true. He is winded.
you're just looking up Flame Twin, right? Seeing who your Flame Twin is?
No.
All right.
No, I specifically wasn't.
Off the air, Jamie goes to Pete, I can't believe you brought up Flame Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm the chick.
Flame Twins, activate.
They got special rings.
Well, and Pete has a long history of breaking boundaries when he's around here.
That's right. That's
I admit the most embarrassing stuff.
Which is fine. We like that.
I heard about the treadmill thing.
Yeah, he ran a treadmill in the studio. That's back pretty, back in the day.
For 4 hours.
4 hours.
For 4 hours.
Yeah. How many miles did you cover?
I think it was like 16.8. Isn't that funny? I was like, I think I'm going to give a vague number, and I'm like, I know the exact number.
Yeah. Of course you do. 16.
The weird part about that, Todd and Craig both smoked back in the day, and during commercial breaks, everybody would leave. It'd just be me and Pete. I'd be sitting there, and he'd be in his treadmill just running. I felt lazy that day.
Yeah.
He ran the whole 4 hours of the show on a treadmill.
Yeah, well, you could have joined
him. Nah, I was too tired.
It's not a treadmill built for two.
No, it wasn't. But he had to keep running. And a mic on him, too, the whole time.
Had a mic.
Born on this date, however dead now. Jay Medicine Hat.
Jay.
Oh, it's today.
Jay.
Happy birthday!
Jay would have been what, 60?
57.
No, he'd have been 58. Okay. All right.
Ask Greg.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, somehow we know that.
He'd have been 58, yeah. God, he's been going 5 years.
That was part of
and Pete was dead by the time he's 53. Man.
That was part
that
of
makes
how
it even sound younger when saying it out loud like that at the time, you know?
Yeah, that was part of how we bonded the first time I ever came in.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was working with Medicine Hat.
That's right.
I was working with him, and then it was like a month before that he had like stabbed a guy while he was on stage or something like that. Yeah, he was like a rock and roll hypnotist.
He's
and
crazy.
Yeah, it was like
crazy man.
All my friends were like, get ready to do cocaine. Like you're working with Medicine Hat this weekend. Yeah. And then I meet him, and then he was like, hey man, I'm my daughter in town, so would you like to go to the zoo with us? So it begins. Yeah. And then he pulled up in like a Toyota Sienna minivan.
Oh,
and
cool.
I was like, cocaine stabbing guy has a minivan and a daughter. And he took me to
He did it all.
Yeah. He was such a kind guy, and
yeah,
he took me to the zoo with his daughter, and then I came in the next day and you guys were like, so how's Medicine Hat? And I was like, it was a minivan. Minivan dude. But yeah. Yeah, he was
but the
amazing.
Coke was great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had some good,
it was right there in the cup holder.
He had some good blow. He did.
Out of Columbus, Ohio, 30-year-old Chevet Williams was in charge of 21 kids on the playground at Playtime Preschool. And she used her position to get the preschool kids to fight on the playground, and then she recorded it.
So like bum fights, but she took money on preschool fights?
Preschool fights.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
I don't think she was taking bets, though.
I was just going to say, there's got to be bets going.
Or were there? No, there's no word on gambling.
Oh, but if she recorded them, she can take them to the internet, and then people can wager on them.
Yes,
there.
Her video was sent to police anonymously. Investigators say that she was acting on her own, and when the daycare found out, they took appropriate action.
How old are these kids?
Preschool. It's a preschool.
So 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Maybe even younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Preschool fights.
See, that's where she made her mistake. Fundamentally, if you're going to have an underground fighting ring, you pay off the cops.
That's right.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah. I think the subtext here for that story is pay teachers more. Like, you wouldn't have to have preschool fights if you just paid teachers.
You know what they say about preschool fight club? You don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what? There's so many horrible preschool stories that this one sounds mellow. Because I just read one the other day where the woman...
The children beating on one another?
Well, now that's horrible, but that'll happen anyway at recess. But there was one the other day where the woman just taped a kid to a chair in a closet all day. That's what she did.
Yeah.
And then finally she got snagged. I'm thinking, what, did nobody The parents never believed the kids, and they said, how was preschool? I was taped in a chair in a closet. Oh, you're cute. I mean, it lasted for a while, and they finally busted her.
Right. Do you think, too, Pete, if we paid the teachers more, we would have a fear of them banging their students?
Yeah. No, I think it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hot teachers with a cooler car. I don't know.
Help us out with that one, Jamie, because we're trying to plug into the mindset of a 26-year-old, 27, 28, sometimes older, that's going to bang a 15-year-old, that does bang a 15-year-old guy.
Yeah, that definitely screams personality disorder. There's something going on there.
Well, our theory is, you know, maybe they weren't popular in high school, and now they get to bang the popular guy in high school.
I mean, that's have you seen some of the pictures of the kids that they bang?
Probably not the popular guys.
No, they're not.
They look like
they're taking advantage of somebody.
But normally, yeah, you don't see the picture of the victim, so you don't know.
Yeah, well, but
what was the Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yeah, she was the original.
But that kid was like 13 at the time. Yeah,
he wasn't like Mr. Man of the school.
I think it's power.
It's totally power.
It's a power thing.
It's totally power.
Yeah.
Well, then there's the story of 35-year-old Amanda Linnea Pardue. She was a substitute teacher in Georgia.
What'd she look like?
She looks all right.
Not hideous.
Okay, post her up. Post her up.
I think she may look better than that.
Post her up. What'd she do, and how old was the person?
All she did was send the nude pictures. That's all she's being accused
of. But no sex.
No one is being
less
no
of a
one
crime,
has accused
then?
Her
of, less of a crime?
Knocking some out. She was arrested on charges of electronically furnishing obscene material to minors.
For purpose in a whacking.
Electronic pornography and child exploitation.
Who'd she send it to?
The several 14-year-old boys.
Chum in the water.
That scares the hell out
this
of
me. This was a teacher?
Several.
A substitute
teacher.
Yeah,
she's just trying to motivate him. You know, you get a good grade, you get a picture. You get another picture.
My son's 14. If you ever show me a picture on this phone of one of his teachers naked, what the hell would you do?
I don't take his phone really to the bathroom.
I say, I want to speak with your teacher now. No, really, what would I do?
You wouldn't do anything. Your wife would do it.
Your wife would come stomping in. Good idea. That's where she would have to step
in. I would hand that off to her.
Thank you.
I think she could probably
do
right.
That's the right play.
Yeah.
That's the total right play.
Well, you'd have to teach that teacher a lesson. Just send her some dong pics. How does it feel?
Spanker.
Yeah.
Spanker.
Fight fire with fire.
I got to meet her.
Yeah, her picture's up on Facebook and Twitter. You can look at her now.
All right, I got to read this because it's, it doesn't involve us, but
good. It
kind of involves us.
All right.
the subject line is child rearing. I've been listening to you guys since my boys were just babies, and like many parents, they eventually got to an age where I had to keep your show to myself for a while.
There's a couple years in there you got to avoid us, right?
Last year, my oldest son, he's a teenager now, told me he'd started catching your podcast. Initially, I disapproved because in my eyes, he's still 7, and I felt like dick and fart jokes are not something that a good mother should encourage. However,
although she listens.
After the realization that my kid was listening, I began hearing your show in a different way. This morning, Dr. Mina's impassioned and fact-filled speech about women and the way you all stopped, listened, and supported her message filled me with pride. My son heard that today, and I know he will absorb these sentiments and your reactions as he grows into a man. I wanted to thank you for that.
We would be quiet anyway because the message was real, but we also know Dr. Mina and we're afraid of her.
Yeah.
But no, she was speaking about being sexually abused and also about what's happening in the world today. And, we're totally on her side about all this. So that's a very nice email. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, more dick and fart jokes to come.
Right. Mostly.
Yeah. Mostly. All of it, right?
Yeah, those are rare moments.
But follow Dr. Mina on Twitter. She's got some great facts on there. In fact, I retweeted the thread she talked about this morning, basically. We have a friend, Dr. Mina. She lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's a doctor. Grew up here listening to our program. Speaking of that, she grew up here listening to the program. And she's really smart, though. She went to Yale and that kind of stuff. And she still listens in Philadelphia, and she's our resident doctor. And activist on the program. Because the rest of us are lazy.
Quite.
Well, we give her a platform.
Right.
That's how I feel better about being lazy.
Yeah. And our drug and alcohol counselor.
Oh, yeah. She loves that.
No, she volunteers.
Oh, you mean to counsel us?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been our counseling.
Yeah.
All right.
The show drug and alcohol counselor.
You guys are still using drugs and alcohol.
Sure. Sure we are.
She's an expert counselor. You need a counselor.
Yeah. So were you drinking whiskey all summer with him? He said you guys were drinking all summer. You were just pounding.
Are you just saving him from choking on his own vomit?
Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah.
I can't be roofied.
Oh, I got roofied a few weeks ago.
By who? What?
So we were in...
wait, that's not what they were talking about?
No. Vegas, when I woke up choking on my own vomit,
well, she said
and we had the curtains open, and I was like I was like coughing myself like basically... You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that
we've,
now.
We've had a wild summer.
So he got roofied the night before my graduation in Nashville.
Yeah. Where
you could have just asked.
Yeah. Yeah, like we had already done it. But yeah, we were at this honky tonk bar. I don't know if you guys have been down in Nashville.
I've never been.
It's like
great.
The new Vegas. It's like cowboy Vegas. Yeah. It's amazing. And we're at this bar. And there was I don't want to make it sound like gay guys try to do this to people. This was like an evil gay. You
right.
Know?
No. It was just a gay dude.
Yeah. An evil gay.
No, because straight guys do it too.
Yeah, straight guy. Yeah. And he just saw me and he was like, oh, I like that little snack.
Right.
And
were you by yourself?
No, I was with her and
but
her
she
brother.
Thought you, but she thought he thought you were gay.
He thought I was gay. And he had this teal shirt on. He had those like Adderall eyes, you know, that are the pupils are just jacked. And he started hitting on me, and I was like, hey, man, you know, like wrong guy.
Right.
You know,
I'm straight, basically.
Yeah. And
I got my fag hag over here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so the whole night I was nursing my drink because I was like, I'm not going to be hung over for her graduation the next day.
Got it.
She's graduating from grad school at Vanderbilt. I'm not ruining
Speaking
this.
Of smart schools,
mm-hmm.
that's basically an Ivy League Southern school, right?
Yeah. And so I was nursing my whiskey and not even buzzed at all. And then I come back from the bathroom and weird teal shirt gay dude is like right next to my drink, right next to them. And I finish my drink. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm feeling real tipsy. And I'd been roofied before by another evil gay in Cincinnati.
Man, what is going on?
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't saying, hey, my drink's right there. I'll be right back?
Yeah, I think twice it's you.
Yeah. Well, this is my fault.
But you're with you're actually hanging out with your girlfriend at the time, and those friends are you hanging out with the evil gay guy?
No.
So why does he think he can roofie you and take you away from that scene?
I don't know, but like
that's
after
that's a confident.
So after
evil gay.
I've always wondered how that.
After I got back, he kept being like, "Hey man, do you want to go out for a smoke?" Or like, you know, he was like, "Do you want to go do some cocaine?" I was like, "No." He was trying to isolate me so he could just lure me away when I was feeling woozy. And I got real drunk real fast, and then we're out on the street, and I think I peed on a vehicle. Remember that?
So how do you know you're a roofie? Because you just know for a fact that you don't get that drunk that quick. You were nursing.
You don't get that drunk that quick. And then I was roofied before. I was at the Funny Bone in Cincinnati. One of the waiters roofied me and then bragged about it. And then the wait staff took care of me all night while I was throwing up. Like, wait, I never lose consciousness on roofies, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they give you like a 130 pounds dose to a 215 pound man, or if I can't be roofied. I think I can't be roofied. And so
I think he just issued a challenge.
I can't be roofied.
He's trying to roofie me this
cover
weekend.
His drinks this weekend.
I just think it's sad that he knows what his body's reaction is to roofies.
Yeah.
I never pass out on roofies.
Yeah, so, on a treadmill.
Yeah. Just get it in my blood system. Yeah. So
you, how bad did you feel the next morning? Is it part of a major hangover after being roofied?
Well, the thing that does happen that's bad is that I just throw up. Like, it was nonstop throwing up, like, where I couldn't even catch my breath when we got back to the hotel. She goes to sleep, and I'm like wailing, like, help, like, I need your help.
And he woke me up by screaming help, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then she calmed me down. I was having a panic attack. She gave me a Klonopin, and then I went to sleep.
I did not give you that.
Oh,
you took that.
It was
let's clarify that.
It was
She's
my,
a professional. You took one.
It was my Klonopin.
What's a Klonopin do? What's that do?
It makes you drowsy.
Yeah, it knocks you out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And
it's more for nerves, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an anti-anxiety medication.
It's something you can augment a roofie that will finish the job and you'll go to sleep.
Yeah, obviously.
And so I took the Klonopin on my own accord, and then I went to sleep. And then I woke up the next day, and I had to go to her graduation. And the weird, like it all, I don't know, it was almost like a Talking Heads video or something like that, because I was sitting there, and like, it was like my consciousness would like lean forward 3 feet and then snap back into my head. It was the craziest thing. And I'm sitting next to her parents, and her mom was like, "Oh,
did you say some evil gay guy tried to roofie me to her parents?"
Yeah, I told her. I was like, "Yeah, this evil gay
again."
He tried to roofie me, and
again.
And her mom was all sympathetic.
Stop winking to these dudes,
and
man.
Then, yeah. Stop looking so pretty. And then her stepdad goes, "Well, you got roofied, you candy ass."
I love this dude.
Yeah, I like him too.
This guy's great. Yeah. But yeah, so I got roofied in Nashville.
All right. Well, be careful next time. If it happens a third time, it's you.
It's
you just looking too almost gay. Why the guy go to a gay bar? I don't get this dude.
I don't know.
Were you at a gay bar?
Forbidden Fruit, man.
I mean, aren't all those Nashville honky tonks kind of a gay bar?
You tell me.
It's a bunch of guys with big trucks going, oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of repressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of repressed there.
Guys, not. No chicks.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Pete Lee and Steve Gillespie this weekend. Gigs across the country, Pete, are located where?
PeteLee.net. And follow me on Instagram, PeteLee, and at PeteLeeTweets.
Steve?
GillespieComedy.com. That's GillespieComedy.com.
Thank you.
And check out Amazon Prime. Got a special out there.
Amazon Prime, he's got a special in there. Jamie, thank you. Nice meeting you. I'm sure we'll see you again soon. Keep this guy in line. Rub his nipples when he wants them.
Definitely.
Yeah. Put a little saran wrap or something over his drink.
You can't.
I feel really bad about that.
When he moves away from it. Or just watch the drink.
I'm just going to hold it next time.
Yeah, just
candy
hold
the ass.
Yeah.
I love that. I do like Boomhauer candy ass. Dan Soder next week. Who else?
That's right.
That's it? Okay. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Go see Pete if you're in the Omaha area.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.